All right, Steve, time now for Ask the Clo, as the nephew says, the chief love officer. Here we go. This one is from Derwin in Lexington, Kentucky. Derwin writes, I'm a 42-year-old married man, and my wife and I have a good relationship with her ex-husband for the sake of their three children. Her ex started a transportation company in 2019, and I found out that my wife, who is a licensed CPA, did his 2020 taxes. I saw an invoice and a stack of papers that she had set aside to be shredded. I called him and said my wife wouldn't be working with him anymore, even before I mentioned it to her. She's furious with me. Could I have handled this another way?
I think you could have, man. I think you could have talked to your wife and seen what it was about. Mm-hmm. Now, you just said you all have a great relationship due to the kids. She's a CPA. He needs his taxes done. If he's paying for her services and y'all have a good relationship, it's just numbers, bro.
What's the problem? Yeah.
But shouldn't he have told her that? Shouldn't he know that, though?
That's kind of like. Shouldn't she have told him?
Told him that she's working for him?
I mean, he started this company. He's doing the taxes. She's a CPA. I don't think she may not have been doing anything underhanded, but, you know. I mean, bro, you could have asked her about it and seen what she said to you.
Yeah.
You know?
When you
That's the way
out.
To do it. You calling her, she ain't going to be working. Now, he done told her with his punk behind.
Well, he didn't react.
She just lost a client.
You should have told her, man.
Now, you just lost some money.
Well, but it would have been decent of her to say, hey, look, you know, I got this service. He asked me, would it bother you if I did the taxes for it? That would have been helpful.
Yeah, and maybe she didn't think about that since they're all
good Or maybe
friends,
she didn't
like
think it was no problem since y'all got such a cool-ass relationship.
Right,
But
exactly.
Obviously the relationship ain't that cool, though. Because you don't act like it's cool. I think you jealous of the dude, and why don't you just say that in your letter?
All right, moving on.
And the taxes for the kids.
Yeah. All right, Toy in Seattle says, my parents got a divorce recently, and my mother is staying with me temporarily. I'm newly married with a 2-month-old baby. My mother is home alone during the day, so she's been cooking for herself, drinking my husband's wine, having company over, and living her best life. My husband asked if she could keep the baby 3 days a week while she's there, and she said, absolutely not. He said my mom is selfish, and she heard him. Now it's a rift in my marriage over this. Whose side do I take in this situation?
Your husband. You take your husband's side. Your mother is wrong. Y'all doing her a favor. He asked her to keep the baby 3 days a week. She said absolutely not.
Absolutely
so
not.
She just Bye, selfish. She free Bye. Now. If you all that free, go live where you gonna live.
Yeah.
You know, he heard her. He's right. Your mom is being selfish. You over here staying free. You ain't chipping in. You're cooking. You're drinking the man's wine. He asked you to help out with your grandbaby. Hell no. Nah. Well, find your ass somewhere else to stay, baby. And you should side with your husband on it.
But be nice.
I mean, really.
It.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal.
But
in
your
New
mama
York.
Wrong, though. Your mother can be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's her grandchild.
You can tell her, mama, you know you're wrong for this.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Crystal in Newark says, I'm a single mother of 2 teenage boys, and my oldest son is a handful. His behavior got worse almost a year ago when I met my boyfriend. He's very rude to my boyfriend, but my boyfriend lets me handle him. Last night, my boyfriend came in and spoke to the boys. My oldest son said, F you.
Oh, there we go.
And before I knew it, my boyfriend hauled off and slapped him.
Okay.
Then he left. He broke up with me by text message and said he will end up hurting my son if he stays with me. I want my boyfriend back, so what should I do? Ooh, that's
well, see,
one.
You should have had your son learn some respect, but it's too late now. I think it's too late. Because he done slapped his boy. See, he done took a lot off this boy, but he tied him. But see, now that F you business, see, you can't buck up on a man with that F you thing. Because that right there is a direct threat to a grown-ass man. But see, you can't play manhood, and then when manhood come, now you slap. What he did when he slapped him? Nothing.
Now you're a teenager again.
Nothing, yeah. He went right on back over there to like my little boy thing. That grown-ass man put that hand across his face and let his palm touch his ear and knocked his equilibrium off. Yeah, he ain't want no more of that. So now he a teenager now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He laughed at me. Well, you know, you leave this grown ass man alone.
Baby boy.
You should have talked to your son. He been letting you handle it, but now I didn't turn into F you. He wasn't with it that day. He speak to the boys trying to be respectful. F you. Okay, cool. Pop! Hey, I'm going to split up with you because I'm going to hurt your son. And that's the right thing to do. And I can't say he shouldn't have slapped him. Mm-mm. Hey, fellas,
but
how y'all doing?
He been waiting on it, though, huh?
Oh, the boyfriend?
Yeah, he been waiting on it. So soon as he disrespect me again, next time, it's coming.
Well, you know, and it wasn't just the first time. He's done some little slick.
He had enough at that point.
You caught yourself?
All right, let me get to this last one. Dolores in Philly says, I'm 58
but see,
years
Shirley,
old.
Now you want a baby to boy, though. I can tell by your reaction.
No, absolutely not. I don't want a baby.
The taste took out his mouth. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't like violence, but I understand.
Well,
that's
no
a man thing.
All right,
I get
let's
it.
Go. Ain't no other way. Let's go.
Anyway, Dolores in Philly says, I'm 58 and my long-term partner is 60. He's an expert on everything. He looks on his phone all day and reads about useless stuff and then wants to tell me about it for hours. Or he sits and shows me pictures of stuff on his phone all day. This just started a few months ago. It's annoying. What should I do? I mean, is there any way to get
him
to spend less time on his phone?
Every time he show you something, just go, don't nobody give a damn.
That's effective.
Yeah.
That worked.
With the, just with like that tone and everything.
Don't nobody give a damn. He going to quit showing you stuff.
All right, thank you for people. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.